Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
The band is back together. Terry and I are here to have some fun in this hour. We're going to get into a bunch of entertainment news. We've got the That Ain't Right story for you, for the ages. Really, like a one for the ages. And a bunch of good local stories of the day for you. And after Melissa's news, or actually, no, before that, right before Melissa's news, Terry and I are going to get into 10 PSAs that tried to save Generation X. This should be good. This should be good. That's coming up a little bit later. Let's go ahead and dive right into some entertainment news right now, though, Terry. Get into that. And interesting stuff right here, I thought. This is happening, whether we like it or not. When a movie or a TV show becomes a cultural phenomenon, there's often a wave of baby names based on the characters. And sure enough, Barbie and Ken are blowing up right now.
Oh, funny. I didn't really think about that. You do see that happen a lot,
though.
You do.
Babynames.com says that searches for Barbie blew up to 300% in July, and searches for Ken increased 200%. To date, the name Ken peaked in popularity in 1963, and Barbie hit its high point in 64. Will that change? It's probably way too early to tell, but apparently there is an influx right now of this going on.
And do you think that people will name them Barbie, or will it be like Barbara or Barb, and then they just nickname them Barbie? What I mean? Like, what will the actual proper name be? That's interesting. So we'll have to see, you know, typically in like January, February, or whenever the first quarter of the year, that'll get tabulated, and we'll have like the most popular baby names. So I'll be curious to see if those make it on there.
Me too. Especially with the name Ken. Like, that would be an interesting one to see rise up, just because it's been such a dormant one for so long. And it's a common name that's not as common anymore. That's interesting. Barbie would be very interesting, especially with what you said there. I have an Aunt Barb, and she was named Barb after Santa Barbara. She was born in Santa Barbara, and that's why they named her that. She's always been Aunt Barb to us. I've never
called her Barbie.
No. And I never even realized that, you know, you could do that even. My Aunt Barb's got a great sense of humor. I'm teasing her as soon as I get a chance to talk to her. I miss talking to her. Now I've got an excuse to talk to her too. I haven't reached out to her in too long. I'd be very curious to see how this goes in the next 9-10 months, what have you, or anything like that. See where that happens. This is a great one right here. I wanted to make sure to touch on this, these next two stories. So celebrities recently got together to film a new fundraising TV special for Stand Up to Cancer. It'll include appearances from Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, Elizabeth Banks, Ken Jeong, Don Cheadle, Julianne Moore. Katie Kirk says, quote, we had a pared down lower key celebration this year because of the strike. It was an incredibly moving, more highlighted, inspiring patient stories, saluting the brilliant scientists and reaffirming our motto that this is where the end of cancer begins. The special will also include comedy sketches and musical performances from past shows. It'll air all major networks, including ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, starting on August 19th at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Interesting.
With the strike going on, these are some of the casualties with some of this stuff. But I hope that people are paying attention, and I hope that you read between the lines here. This is going on because actors and writers are making sure it happens, because they understand how important it is. The producers and the heads of these companies are saying, well, hold up, you can't do this. How dare you do this? You should be working for me. You shouldn't be doing this stuff for nonprofit. You shouldn't be doing this for a cancer. They just tell you right away where they stand. It's like I say whenever I'm interviewing people and stuff, and why don't you ask this question or this question? I don't have to. Listen to them. They answer themselves. They hang themselves with their own answers. You don't have to ask hardball questions or a gotcha question or something like that. It's such lazy, lame journalism to me. Like, it never works, for one. And it doesn't, like, just go ahead and ask an average question. They'll hang themselves with their answers.
Just listen.
Just listen. It's all you got to do. It's similar to this, with what is going on right now. If you're paying attention, you don't have to read tea leaves to understand, hey, one side, all they care about is themselves and money. The other side, yes, they care about money because you'd like to make a decent living doing what you love to do, right? Does anybody, go ahead and call up 424-2600 if you're against that. But to me, all you have to do is see these examples like this and like, okay, well, I get what's going on now.
It is a cool effort, though. I mean, the idea, and yes, the fundraising behind it and that kind of thing, but just, I mean, how many major networks are included? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like when every once in a while you see this. Usually after there's a an environmental tragedy, you'll see an earthquake or a hurricane or something. You see all these networks doing a special. I miss that. You don't see that much anymore. It's been quite a while. I would say probably since the pandemic that we've seen anything like that. More power to all those people and stand up to cancer people. Wanted to touch on this one too. Beyonce's show at FedEx Field in DC on Sunday night was delayed due to a massive lightning storm. It started out about an hour before the show was supposed to start, and fans had to take shelter in their cars and inside of the stadium for about 2 hours before she finally took the stage. So the show ran late. But Beyonce wanted to make sure everyone got home safely, so she paid over $100,000 to keep the Metro trains running to all 98 stations for an extra hour.
Very cool.
Let that just sit there for a second, everybody. When's the last time you've ever heard an artist do something like that? Like, I've never heard of anything like that in my life. Let's be clear here. Queen Bee can afford it. She can afford that. But my God, to even think about something like that, this was her idea. She as a young kid would go to concerts and miss the train or something like that and get in trouble and get grounded. I sure. cannot think of the word grounded for a second there. Oh my God. So it's kind of
like you've
cool.
never been.
Oh yeah, right.
I think that is awesome because when you said, and I didn't see the story ahead of time, but when you said people were taking shelters in their car, and I was like, you know, probably a lot of people took public transport. So that's really awesome.
I mean, and that is a big chunk of change. How would you even logistically work that out? Like, you just call Metro and like, hey,
oh, I'm sure.
here's a check. Stay open an hour later. I don't know.
I'm sure her people called their people.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I see on the caller ID, Beyonce. I'm going to answer that call. I'm going to make darn
Are
sure.
Are you? Because yes. It might be about your car's warranty.
I don't care. Yeah, you're right, though. It would be. No, my luck, it would be. That is pretty cool. That is a pretty cool story right there. Wanted to also touch on a couple of other local cool stories. And yeah, it's sports, but I feel like it kind of works its way in. Rafters keep rolling. Another win for your Rafters as they inch closer to first place. Big win last night against Lakeshore, 7-1. They were out hit 8-4, but got hits when they needed them the most. The Rafters are on a roll right now. Let's see here. They finish up the series tonight against Lakeshore, heading to the first place Madison Mallards on Wednesday. First pitch 6:25.
Okay, so there's 5 games left. Can they still take first place?
Yes.
Awesome.
Their destiny is in their own hands, especially taking on Madison, who is ahead of us in the standings. So, you got to win out. Madison could lose some games. Obviously, we could take some of those games from them to put ourselves in first place. But then we've still got 2 games against Green Bay where anything could happen with those Madison games. It's going to be neck and neck. So you just keep winning. And at the very least, even if you don't make the playoffs, you can have your head up. We gave it everything we had.
Absolutely. Quite a streak at the end here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I don't know, win or lose, whatever happens, we can make the playoffs or not. This has been a heck of a couple of seasons we've had compared to last year's record-breaking season where it just felt like we were going to win every game and then that heartbreak in the playoffs. And then this season where it's just been so much like hit and miss and like, hey, we have these streaks and then we have a losing streak. And then it's been a really
But then
fun.
Here we sit.
Yes.
I mean, vying for first place.
Yeah, it's such a cool season. It's been a lot of fun. A big thank you to all the Rafters organization, everybody in there, and especially these host families that host these players and everything, and certainly the players.
And all the fans who are getting out to the games. I mean, that's really what keeps us alive.
Winterfield has been hopping. It's been, win or lose, that stadium's been full. It's been a great great season, and we're wrapping up the season this week one way or another. We're getting into the playoffs next week, hopefully. Rafters back in action again tonight, 6:20. Our pregame will kick off, or our pregame will kick off 5:50. Our opening pitch at 6:20 tomorrow in Madison. Actually, the next 2 days in Madison, Wednesday and Thursday, 5:50. Our pregame will start with those, and then we wrap up the regular season hosting Green Bay Friday and Saturday, 6:20 start times.
The Green
for those.
Bay.
Booyah. I know they're the Rockers. I'm calling them the Booyah. I refuse to call them Rockers. Booyah is such a better name. Such a better name. And before we go to commercial break, I wanted to remind everybody that the city of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park. Now until September 1st at noon, the public may submit naming suggestions online at wirapids.org/dogpark. That's wirapids.org/dogpark. Or you can a public can submit naming suggestions in person at Winter Park Aquatic Center or the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, or Bow Wow Meow, or right here on the radio station. Call up 424-2600. Get us your dog park names. I'll make sure to get them to the mayor and his team. We've already gotten a couple. I had one this morning from our good friend Beth, Beth Habhager. Beth sent over one, Play Pause Park.
Cute.
I like that one. I like that. Al, longtime listener, we appreciate you, Al. I believe Al is in the Nacoosa area. Al's suggestion, dogs, dogs, dogs.
Like he's a Motley Crue fan,
I don't know. I
love it.
It's not bad.
That's cute.
There are no bad suggestions.
You know,
everybody.
The sign though could just get bigger, right? Like a small dog, yeah. bigger dog, and then thinking. The next week. Would that be cute?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's not bad. But get those to us, everybody. Whether you want to email them to us, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can direct message them to us as well on Facebook or call up. That's the fun way to do it. Call up 424-2600. Get us your dog park names. I'll write them down. I'll make sure to get them to the mayor. We appreciate everybody being a part of this. This is going to be a lot of fun. We've been talking about this, Terry, but we've been talking about it, Seth and I and Melissa, as non-locals. I'm curious how you feel about this and how locals feel about it. Again, 424-2600. Because to us as transplants, we see the names Mead and Winter all over the place. And I feel like they're very well represented. So I don't feel like if we don't name the dog park, the Mead Winter dog park, it'll be okay. But to locals, are we being insulting? Like, I want to make sure I'm not, like, you know, stepping on any toes here and everything. I've maintained a lot of respect for the Mead Winter name. I have plenty of respect for that. And if we did not have anything named after them, I would be very like, well, we already got a name. We should name it after one of those families. There's a reason that this area is as popular and doing as well as it is, and you have to look at the history of the area, and it starts with a lot of those big names.
Yeah, I think this naming contest is fun. I know they did it with the Aquatic Center and you know, that kind of, so it's a great way to engage community members, and I would think that there would be no offense taken from anyone from those families, you know, for something like that.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with 10 PSAs that tried to save Generation X. Coming up on the morning show. It's going to be good. WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
How do you get on the bumper list?
Locally grown radio. We are here, Terry and James, with you to have some fun and get you ready for Melissa's news. And I got an interesting one here, Terry. We're going back in time. We got a list of the 10 popular PSAs that were played in the 70s and 80s that on your, you know, in between cartoons and things, trying to help kids and trying to get us on the right path and all this that were well-intended, I think. I think that there's a handful of examples of the good intentions, but going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I think the prime example of this, unfortunately, is McGruff the Crime Dog, where McGruff was awesome. And as kids, we loved McGruff, but there was a big, big ad campaign of there was a guy in a black trench coat under a street lamp. And it was all about kids, you know, being touched or these things and worrying about that. And I remember this very clearly because I had this happen to me as a kid. And I remember thinking, well, the guy that did that to me didn't look anything like that picture. And you had a whole generation of people and parents looking for the guy in the trench coat under the, you know, street light and not looking at George or Fred or so-and-so or the quote-unquote normal-looking person. And this was a crux for a long time.
I don't know that I don't remember that.
Campaign. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very clearly. Huh. Maybe because of my past.
Yeah, maybe. But I remember, I mean, I certainly remember McGruff, of course, yeah. But
I think there was great intentions behind these things. It was one of those things where they had us so focused on looking here, we didn't look over here, and a lot of kids went through things like I did. But there was also some pretty dang funny ones. Like, let's be honest, there were some pretty funny ones, and even as a kid, you laughed
at. So this is us. This is the Gen Xers, right?
Yes.
So just to remind everyone, Gen X is if you were born 1965 to 1980, mm-hmm. right? That's who, kind of who Gen X is.
Mm-hmm. So number one on the list, parents who use drugs have children who use drugs. Drug-free America. A dad asks his son how he learned to do drugs, and the son looks up and with the Oscar caliber performance of, I learned it by watching you. So bad. So bad. I remember my dad and I looking at each other and laughing at that. Like it had good intentions, but it just missed the mark. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Yeah, totally.
The U.S. Forest Service. Woodsy the Owl wants to stop pollution and doesn't want you to be a dirty bird.
That one was good.
I like that one. That was a good one. Yeah. This one was weird. I remember this one. I had forgot all about it until this article. This is crack. Pee-wee Herman warns kids about the dangers of using crack while holding a small container of it. He says, quote, every time you use it, you risk dying. Like, what the what, man? Like, that was no. It was weird.
I should laugh, but seriously, Pee-wee Herman?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, of all the people you could have picked.
I'm like, not suggesting he was a drug user. I'm just suggesting that.
Well. Look, not to talk ill of the dead, but you got to talk about people the way that they lived, right? And Paul Rubens had some issues there. He'd be the first to admit it. So it was a little weird choice. I don't know. C-3PO from Star Wars catches R2-D2 smoking a cigarette. He warns kids about the dangers of smoking and says doesn't make them grow up. Like they stunts their growth in these things.
And drinking coffee. What if you do both?
Yeah, right. You're gonna be
remember that ad campaign for whatever reason.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big Star Wars person, but I can see how that would, resonate with some kids.
And I see the kids like this, so we'll attach this to this, and then kids will pay attention. I get that part of it, but as a kid, all I remember is R2-D2 and C-3PO. I don't remember what they were talking about.
Well, yeah, and how many robots do you know that smoke? So there's that.
Even little kids, here's the thing that adults forget about kids. Kids have the greatest of imaginations, and they use them all the time, but they're so literal.
Oh, yeah.
They're so literal.
And they're much more intuitive than they get credit for.
Trust me, kids don't get idioms. As somebody who uses idioms and metaphors like every 5 seconds, kids got no idea what you're talking about. So being like this, it misses the mark. It's again, are you doing this because you want to feel better about yourself? Hey, I did a PSA. I feel really good about myself that I'm telling kids not to do drugs. Or are you actually trying to stop kids from doing drugs? If you are, talk to some kids. Actually, talk to children. Find out, what best to reach them instead of doing what you think they should have.
But at the same time, if it saved, a dozen kids from doing drugs, then, or smoking.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. I would like to see the stats from this because the majority of things coming from the 80s and 70s did not work. The Just Say No campaign is the clear example of this.
What about Where's the Beef? I think Where's the Beef worked.
Yeah, it definitely did. Kids bring more than lunch to school. NBC, Marla Gibbs from Jefferson's and 227 says teachers need to support their students as they could be bringing bruises, drugs, or teen pregnancy to school. That was kind of the beginning of a lot of that.
That's interesting. I don't remember that campaign at all, but
either,
we never watched NBC when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had to turn the antenna.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like 7 that. And 9 yes. came in one position, and you had to turn the antenna if you wanted to watch 13.
We had the same thing
in
Rome.
Yeah. So we just we rarely did. Mm. So I don't remember the campaign, but that's pretty thoughtful.
I do remember, it was pretty thoughtful, and I don't remember that one, but I do remember we watched NBC because of The Tonight Show. And I remember my, like, we wouldn't, Papa didn't watch much on there except the Tonight Show. And I had to go over there and mess with the
antenna. With the rabbit ears. Yeah. And we had like a little device that was hooked to the antenna outside. So you just turn it to west and then you'd wait for it to turn.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. An animated Captain America shows kids how to conserve energy in the home. He fights the thermal thief, the wattage waster, and the cold air cook.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that one, no.
It's kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Although, how many kids are weatherizing the house? I mean, there's that. Although, keeping windows shut or doors shut, it's good reminders.
Drinking and driving can kill a friendship. A group of teens get into a car intoxicated, and as soon as the car starts, they turn into skeletons while Michael Jackson's Beat It plays in the background. I never understood why Beat It was playing in the background. I never, like, I remember that commercial.
So was it just the tie to the skeleton, like, to the...
Thriller. Thriller.
I don't know. That is weird. I don't remember ever seeing that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember that one. I vaguely remember that one, but I only remember the kids turning into skeletons right away and how fakey it looked.
I remember a lot of the Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yes.
Not necessarily the messages, but I remember the logo and MAD. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that acronym. That's probably one of the earliest acronyms that stuck with me.
Yeah. Maybe the most popular one. This is your brain on drugs, drug-free America. A man in a kitchen compares an egg frying in a pan to a brain on drugs. I remember the one that came after that more, but the woman who did the ad, and it was a little more straightforward. It was a little more.
I just remember, this is your brain.
Yes.
This is your brain on drugs. Yep. Yeah, yep. Totally.
Now here's the thing though about these. We remember them and they're popular. But did they keep you from doing something? I'm not asking you specifically, Terry, or anybody out there specifically, but rhetorically, we look at the stats from a lot of this, and it's hard to say. It's hard to say how much it helped, how much it didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would err on with most of these that they did help. Mm. I mean, they clearly didn't solve all of the issues, but I think, right, isn't that the idea of PSAs? Like, you get it in the back of your head, and it sticks there, and maybe you hear it enough times that it does influence or impact you. Those are interesting. I think I only remember about a third of them.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah, that one still.
Smokey Bear. Kids are taught the dangers of leaving their campfires burning in this animated clip. I loved that commercial as a kid. I wasn't anywhere near camping. Didn't have to work. So I just watched it as a cartoon to me.
Sure.
And I like Smokey Bear. I liked it. Yeah. So I thought that was a good one. Boy, that just nostalgia over the, like, just smacked over the head with nostalgia in that whole conversation. Man, there's a lot of interesting stuff. I think that one thing that I take from that, I feel like we've gotten, not just, I don't want to say, it's so easy to talk ill of the past, so I'm not trying to do that, but I feel like we've gotten much better at this, at the PSA game, at the reaching people game.
But don't you think it's the change in how we reach people?
Yes.
I mean, just the mediums in general, and then also the ability to produce and the ability to, create those things is just so different.
We're in a day and age now where you can do movie level quality on your phone. So
in minutes or hours, months or,
so you don't have the kind of like lame or tackiness that some PSAs used to be, huddled by or kind of albatrossed by because they just didn't have the budget. I will say throw in a honorable mention. Be cool about fire safety. There is a commercial. Now, this is more of a 90s one, but there is a PSA. I guarantee you need a smile today, anybody. Go ahead and throw into your search engine. Be cool about fire safety PSA. And oh, if it doesn't make you laugh and smile, I don't know. I don't know. It's so funny. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's rough. It's a rough one. It's got some of the worst rhyming I've ever heard in my life. But it gets me it makes me laugh every time.
But it gets your attention.
It gets your attention. It definitely does. We'll take a break. We'll pay our attention to Melissa's news, and we'll come back with a couple of fun topics and some That Ain't Right stuff and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Paul McCartney to play us into the break, or into the segment.
But I mean, we can go on break.
We can. We're out of here, everybody. We got to talk cardio a little bit, Terry.
Do we?
Yeah, sort of. If you hate the sterile environment of a gym and also don't like the outdoors, TikTok's newest workout trend is for you. Have you heard of cozy cardio yet?
No.
Nope. Basically, it's just doing any low-intensity workout in your living room, but you make your environment as cozy as possible. You dim the lights, grab a few candles, put on some comfy music, a little Al Green or Marvin Gaye. No, I'm joking. That last part was just my added. Then you turn on... then you turn on Netflix or whatever streaming you like and have your favorite drink ready to go and do some light walking on a treadmill or anything that's not too difficult. And even though you're not going hard, you're still moving.
Okay, TikTok is stupid.
and more and more... and more research shows that's what really matters. And that is true. That part is true.
Yes. I agree. And any activity is better than no activity, right? So get up. Okay, but let's say you are just a couch potato or whatever, and you want to watch your favorite Netflix. Well, there's no commercials. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If you're watching regular TV, right, on the commercial, get up and walk, you know, pace back and forth or do something. But really, cozy cardio?
Cozy cardio is mostly popular with women so far, but anyone can do it. It's supposed to be an easier way to get in the habit of working out every day. A TikToker named Hope got it trending. She lost 100 pounds a while ago, but gained half of it back. So instead of dreading her workouts, she wanted one she'd actually look forward to. Now, that I don't, I get that part of it. I think that most of us, I've been working out since I was about 10 years old. And one of the big things with my dad and I would do is afterwards, we'd have like a milkshake or something, you know. My dad really loved that that blocks of chocolate.
Oh, sure.
Like the man couldn't just buy a candy bar. He'd have a big block of chocolate, but he'd like break off a chunk for me or something, you know. We had this little prize sort of at the end. Yeah, and that was basically how he did it. Just over a table.
Whack it
or
on
something.
The counter.
I don't mind that. I think that that's if it gets you going, great. More power to you. But I'm going back to the work thing here on this where like I think that one of the things that's getting missed in this is the feeling you get from a good workout. Like you're tired, yeah, you're sore, yeah, you're worn out. That's not a bad thing. That's how you should feel good like that after a workout. Like I feel good from those things. I know that I put the time in. It's like when I get done building something and I step back and I see it. I feel better than just buying it. I built it. So it means more to me.
And you do not have to go to the gym. I mean, there's plenty. You can just get out and go for a walk, especially if you have a furry friend, right? Mm-hmm. But I just, I laugh, and when I say TikTok stupid, I just think about all the time, right, that a person takes to create this environment so that they can, you know, do a little baby bit of cardio. Just go for a walk.
Just do it.
Do it and then enjoy your, and then relax, you know.
In the back of your head, you can know, okay, after I'm done with this walk, I get to go home and binge my show or something.
But like, I also think, and I'm one that does this, like I'll tell myself, you reward yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if you do this, then you can have this. Or if you do this, then you can do that. Or if you do your workout, then you can have your chocolate bar because it'll it'll just cancel each other out, right?
Yeah. I'm okay with the incentive thing.
So, I mean, if that's the reward to do it with dimmed lights and, you know, whatever, a glass of wine just out of reach until you walk your mile or whatever it is, I don't know. But
sounds
a little silly.
I do like the idea of somebody doing this who lives with somebody else, and they have this all set up, and you're coming home, and you see this, you're like, oh, all right. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's a work. Oh, it's
But then when you're done, do you put the living room back? Or are you just lazy enough to leave it till the next day? I mean, so there's that.
How about the fact that all the effort, you know, and time you're putting into all this, you could be putting into the cardio. You could actually.
That's
you know
what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
And do half as much time. I don't know. I
keep coming back to what you were saying with that. I don't know. But if it gets people to do it.
If it gets you active.
I suppose. You know.
Okay.
More power to you. What I think is probably happening more than not is people doing their own version of this, you know?
Well, and it would seem what's happening more than not is people can't make their own decisions. They have to be influenced by TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That part bothers me quite a bit. Honestly.
Me too.
There's a handful of things that, you know, are big in the negative column when it comes to social media. A big one to me is I can't do something unless it's a trend. You know, that doesn't.
Yeah. Or why did you do that? Or why did you think that was a good idea? Oh, I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's really? Not a good enough answer for me. That's not a good enough answer. No, no. Continuing this theme of TikTok stuff that we can make fun of. Popeyes is striking while the iron's hot and jumping on the, quote, big girl dinner trend TikTok has been obsessed with. If you haven't heard yet, girl dinner, quote, girl dinner, is the name someone came up with when you just eat snacks and call it a meal. It started out fairly. That's called being a college student. What are they talking about?
Not gonna lie, I don't mind a little grazing supper
that's
once in a while.
I do. All I do is grazing.
I do meals because I have kids at home. But yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. But sometimes it's like if no one else is home, or if it's just Randy, I'll be like, "You get leftovers. I'm just gonna pick." You know what I mean? Like I'll just have different little things.
I find it funny they're calling this girl dinner because all the single guys I know eat this way.
I'm surprised in this day and age we can call it girl dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It started out fairly healthy with stuff like cheese, crackers, and grapes, but there are jokey versions too, like saying all you had was a Triscuit and a Red Bull or something. Popeyes added a new tab on their website this week called Girl Dinner, where all the options are just sides. You can choose from mac and cheese, Cajun fries,
that is
mashed
super
potatoes,
smart.
Coleslaw, biscuits.
That's
smart.
Good marketing.
Yep. They're not actually selling a, quote, girl dinner meal. All they did was create a new page with the same stuff you'd find there. But
smart.
Smart.
And it's just all their
marketing.
Sides. Yeah. Yeah.
If you ate everything in the photo, it would be around 1,200 calories. Not the healthiest version of a girl dinner, but a fun one. A fun one,
I love
nonetheless.
It. Okay, I don't want to go there and order a meal, but I'm going to order seven sides.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Now this is also what, after the bar, this is what you did. You didn't, I mean, I don't know many people that went and had a big spaghetti dinner after at 2 a.m.
No, Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
or actually we used to do Burger King.
Yeah. Grazing foods though. Yeah. That's what you did. It was Burger King, it was Perkins, it was places like
whoever
that.
Whoever was open.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes, basically. Yeah. Whoever was open. As far as trends go, I don't mind this one. I just find it the name of it interesting because I know more guys that eat like this than girls do.
But it is cute.
It is, yeah. It
and smart marketing.
Very smart. Very smart by Popeyes. Great chicken. God, they got good chicken there. Man, I love Popeyes. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And with that ain't right story for the ages, people. This is a doozy coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us this hour. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with a bunch of fun. We got a Then Ain't Right story for you. Some good stories of the day. Some local good stuff we'll get to. We'll get an update from our United Way as well. Did want to let you know that coming up today from 3 to 4, join us for Midday Magazine. It kicks off for the week with our good friend, our new friend, Lacey Ayling. She is from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking with Lacey today. And I think the audience really getting a chance to know her and meet her. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And in part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends from Coa Banker Sear Realtors, and Lindsay Scheider is going to be joining us. Lindsay, of course, the new person we're talking to from Coa Banker. That's going to be fun.
That'll be great.
A couple of great interviews right there and some great baseball on your radio dial tonight. 6:20, our Rafters kick off against Lakeshore. It is win, 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 baby. That is what we're talking about right now.
That's right. We need five more.
Yes. Be on the lookout for some great Rafter baseball right here on WFHR as they are in Lakeshore for the next couple of games. In Lakeshore tonight, Madison Wednesday and Thursday. So catch your every game right here at WFHR. You can get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Encourage you to do that. Time for that ain't right story, everybody. I needed a second for this one.
Now, before you start it, and I don't know what it is, like the audience, but does it take place in Florida?
Let me double check. Yes, it does, Terry. Yes, it does.
Because I was like, there's no way it can take the top. No matter what the story is, if
you're
it's
right.
not Florida.
You're right. And to be honest, I have not pre-read this. I just read the headline.
All right.
And I didn't even know until I just glanced. It is, yes. So most people, most people who get baptized as adults try to turn over a new leaf, do this for, you know, soul reasons and that, and have a very cool, interesting place they're coming from with it. I find it very interesting, at least. And then there are knuckleheads like this. This guy named Derek Porter, he is from Georgia, but this happened at Panama City Beach in Florida on Friday, which is on the panhandle about 100 miles east of Pensacola. He used a cinder block to smash out a window of a church and then got in the church's baptism pool. He claimed later that he didn't remember how much about the break-in, except that he baptized himself. Once he was done, he loaded the TV, computer, and other electronics into his trunk, along with the church's money bag.
And then he broke in the next church for confession? Or?
Right. Cops showed up before he left and arrested him for burglary and criminal mischief. They also found drugs on him. There's a chest cam footage of him acting confused when they asked if anyone else was with him. It's worth a watch because there's one funny part at the end. They had a police dog with them, and the dog also hopped in the baptism pool. Apparently, it was a hot day. So there's a lot of that ain't right about this, Terry. But first and foremost, you commit the crime, then get baptized. You did it wrong, man. You mixed up the...
Okay, well, I don't know, because baptism is declaring your faith. So to be absolved of your sin, if you haven't declared your faith first, you know, so I think he probably did it in the right order. But let's just... Who breaks into a church?
Of all the... like. I've said before and everything. I understand religion, but I'm not a religious person. I'm spiritual. I support religion. I support people that, you know, as long as you're not pushing things on others and that, I'm all in favor of it. So I don't want to pretend also like I know what I'm talking about here exactly. But I believe you hit it on the head, Terry. I believe that that's the whole point of baptism, is to show your faith and to walk the right path.
Yeah.
To walk the right. And I can't think of many things. Like, I don't care if the Pope baptizes you. You break into a church, all bets are off, man.
And,
I mean, there's certain things in life, lines you don't cross.
And I'm fairly certain. I mean, I was baptized and grew up Catholic. I am Lutheran now. You can't baptize yourself.
No. I realized this one. Even I realized that one. I got to say, I mean, I come from poor. I come from hustlers in that. And I understand that, you know, that I understand that there are the criminal element very well. I will say that where we came from, there was a certain line in the sand. You didn't take from people that had less than you, and you didn't mess with churches. Like, period. Like, I don't care if their door was open, it's 2 at night, and they got a gold bar sitting there. Like, there you go, but you wave at it and keep walking. You just don't mess with churches, man. Like, what the what? That is a doozy. That I didn't even know.
I
have no idea how to wrap my brain around this one. What the thought process that went into, you know, I haven't been baptized. I should go get baptized.
You know, he clearly was whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Drunk, wasted, yeah, what, yeah. Whatever. I mean,
there's some outside factors for this one, I believe.
Yes. I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying, there's some behavior that leads up to this that is also not right.
I feel pretty comfortable with agreeing with you on this. Yes.
And do you think he really was baptizing himself, or was it really just that hot? He was like, I can swim a little bit first. I mean,
there's an influx of people getting baptized. It gets so hot out that there's just that people are willing to do that. Just, yeah.
A moron.
That ain't right. And I don't feel like, I feel like you're going to have to get baptized again, man. I feel like that ain't going to work. That did not take.
Do you think there's a lot of baptisms in prison? I mean.
There's got to be, right? There's got to be. Think. There's got to be a way to.
You'd think.
One more that ain't right story for you here. Because we need a palate cleanser for the that ain't right. We need a that ain't right palate cleanser. Hank the Tank. A large black bear responsible for at least 21 home break-ins in South Lake Tahoe is on her way to a Colorado wildlife sanctuary after California officials captured her and her three cubs.
It's a girl, Hank the Tank?
Yeah.
Huh.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife transported the bear, identified officially as 64F, to the Wildlife Animal Sanctuary near Springfield, Colorado, on Monday. This bear has been burglarizing the area and been breaking into places.
And what does she take when she goes in?
Food.
TVs and computers, or?
Yeah, right. Yep. Nope. Food. And biologists captured the bear Friday along with their three cubs. They did not realize that it was a woman, for one, and that she had cubs. The area, though, didn't realize it was a bear doing this. They thought somebody was breaking into homes and doing it very poorly.
Isn't like, that weird? None of that. How many, 21 homes and no one had a Ring doorbell?
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It seems awfully weird, yeah, especially in this day and age. Last year, after a string of break-ins in the South Lake Tahoe area, DNA evidence confirmed that at least two other bears were involved in the break-in, so they did find out at some point.
Oh, it's a heist.
There's
two on the run yet.
There's a group here. Yeah, we got more bears to find. We got to hunt these bears down. We got this criminal bear. in the bear's defense, look at this bear, Terry.
Yeah.
That is one of the biggest black bears I've ever seen.
So when they tranquilized her to move her, I have to wonder how many people it took to lift her.
How much tranquilizers that
probably
must take?
Like a crane.
Yeah, yeah. That is one of the biggest black bears I've ever seen. If that bear wants to break into my house or apartment or something, I'm not really getting in its way.
And if she has three cubs, you know, that's escalating it as well. But that is kind of, okay, seriously, Lake Tahoe and no one has cameras?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah. It seems weird.
There's some holes in this story.
Yeah, yeah. There definitely is. definitely. Need a local palate cleanser here. Look at some good stories of the day, Terry, locally. There's a couple things I wanted to make sure to touch on. We yesterday had our good friend Bill Hecken with our monthly veterans update. And a couple of the things that Bill told us about, like tomorrow's American Heroes Cafe. Be sure to go head on over there. Their American Heroes Cafe is open the second and fourth Wednesday of every month from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. A big thank you to the refreshments and all the providings being brought by local businesses and individuals and volunteers. Such a great thing to be able to offer to people.
Absolutely. It is amazing. And it's, you know, held on for many, many years. Bill's, you know, definitely under Bill's leadership. Now, he probably wouldn't say that, but, you know, he keeps things going there, and I think that's amazing.
I also wanted to mention that if you would like to send, we're looking for the honor flight, and if you wanted to, you know, send a name for that, veteran's name, you would just put the veteran's name, honored veteran, CO, Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, that's 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780, Wausau, Wisconsin. Now, if you would like this address, just reach out to me and our staff, and we'll get it to you. Go ahead and do that. But a big shout out to Bill again for joining us yesterday. Appreciated that. And a big, big shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools and their free meals for kids. Been a very successful summer with this and really appreciate them doing this. Just a couple of more, like a week or so left for lunches. Now until August 18th, you can get lunches 11:30 to 12:30 over at Mead Park near the Splash Pad. And Winter Park Shelter outside of the Aquatic Center from now until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, and spread the word about it to, you know, if there are any kids out there that may be able to use those services that might not know about it, please spread the word about it. And thank you again to Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools for doing that. And, of course, our United Way, Terry. I want to wrap up with the United Way, talking a little bit about the campaign and, of course, some of the other things you guys have going on.
Yes, we actually have a lot going on right now. We are a little bit behind the scenes doing a lot of prep for our fall campaign, which when we say campaign, that means fundraising. So that is when we are calling on the communities that we serve, so Southwood and Adams counties, to make a monetary donation to United Way, which then we turn around and put into local partner programs, as well as our own programs, initiatives, and coalitions. So our local United Way is serving about 20,000 people on an annual basis with the dollars that we raise in the fall fundraising campaign. So that's right around the corner. We'll be training volunteers on the 22nd and getting workplace volunteers and getting information out to them so that they can have a successful campaign. And, you know, of course, our goal is to always raise a little bit more than last year and maybe get a few more people involved. So that's kind of what's going on right now is, you know, getting all of that ready. We did recently, last Thursday, hold our Stuff the Bus school supply drive. We are currently taking monetary donations for Stuff the Bus. So if you didn't get a chance to get out and get a few school supplies to help that effort, you can still make a monetary donation. We have about 1,100 students registered registered to receive free school supplies. That's a lot. Give you perspective, that's a lot. Last year we served, I believe it was 917. Wow. So, we're anticipating a bit of an influx, which means a need for more supplies. We give out everything that we receive. But the reason I'm saying now monetary donations is that we received supplies through last week and then placed an order for the things that we were missing. So so any monetary donation will go to help that. And those supplies will be distributed to local students on August 18th and 19th. And so this is a great, great community effort. And what's really important, and you and I have talked about this many, many times, but what's really important is seeing all kids start on a level playing field, right? So let's get everybody a really good, strong, solid start where they're not worried about what they have or what other kids have or do I have what I need. Instead, they're showing up that first day of school and they're all proud of what they have and that they can contribute like every other kid. So thank you to everyone who has already participated. If you'd like to participate, you can still do that. Contact us at 715-421-0390.
I encourage you to also check out the campaign, the volunteer training campaign, as you were touching on. That's a great opportunity for people and for businesses out there as well.
Absolutely. And so you can definitely learn more about the work that we do and what we're doing in the community. And of course, if you are looking to volunteer, if you have some time where you'd like to give to the community or to a certain agency, you can connect with Ben in our office by giving him a call, emailing him, ben@uwswac.org, or of course, always call 211. For any needs that you might have.
UWSWAC.org is the website. Bookmark it. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on things in your community. Great show today, Terry. Thank you so much. Have a good week.
You too.
And we'll meet you back here tomorrow for more morning show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.